Jeff Hutchison is driving you home. Yeah. ABC Radio Perth.
Now, news that millions of dollars will be spent to make Rottnest Island more attractive to young people and backpackers has caused some concern, put some noses out of joint. The Rottnest Society today accused Tourism Minister Paul Papalia of being hell-bent on putting, quote, the natural values of the island at risk without care for the environmental consequences. Their stance relates to the news that the government intends to convert existing buildings near the Wadjimup Hill Lighthouse into short-stay or backpacker accommodation. Ian McRae is Deputy Chairperson of the Rottnest Society. Joins me in the studio. Ian, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
Why is the Society appalled by these plans, Ian?
Well, it's not so much that we object to the accommodation for backpackers, which there should be a variety of accommodation on the island, but the legislation in its wisdom has established that accommodation shall only be in the settlement area. The outside area may be suitable for some infrastructure, the airports, the perhaps a cafe or toilet blocks, but not accommodation. That's clear. And the legislation, the minister's own legislation, says in black and white that the authority shall not provide any living accommodation on the island except in the settlement area. And yet this proposal near the Wadjimup Lighthouse is clearly in defiance of that.
What is at stake, apart from your legislative opposition to this, if the legislation says it should only be at the settlement and it should be nowhere else? I understand your concern there. What is the consequence of another settlement or different accommodation on another part of the island, as far as you're concerned?
Well, the more you distribute settlement around the island, the more there'll be traffic going backwards and forwards, there'll be difficult to control impacts. And I think, as I said, in the wisdom of the legislators in the first place, they decided that the best way to manage it is to have accommodation in a single spot. And once you start distributing it, it creates difficult problems. I mean, it might be the police will have to go outside the area more often. Health issues might arise and they have to have ambulances going backwards and forwards. I mean, these things could happen. You can envisage them and it's just
safe. But does that really concern you very much? If we're talking about a police response or an ambulance response, it's only going to take 5 minutes to get from one place to another. Are your concerns more for the environmental credibility of the island, that if you make a move like this, you are spreading people around and there is a greater prospect of trampling on the island's vegetation and nature?
Well, I am concerned about that, but I think it's safer to have settlement focused. I mean, one knows that people go to Rottnest for a whole variety of reasons, and one of the reasons is to let your hair down. And the minister himself has said, he wants to have people letting their hair down, making a noise and getting up to mischief.
I mean, that was an interesting observation, wasn't it? You can go to another part of the island and make as much noise as you like.
Yes, well, I think backpackers would like to have a barbecue, perhaps. They'd like to start a nice fire. How do you supervise that away from the settlement? And how do you avoid, for all time, fires being started and resulting in a bushfire?
Ian McRae is my guest, the Deputy Chairperson of the Rottnest Society. Now, the Society was formed, I think, back in about 1984, and this was a group of people who were concerned by plans of the Burke government to build a hotel, a golf course, and other facilities there. Is your society's position that of simply anti-development?
No. I mean, in our response to this current proposal, it's focused on the legislation, what the minister should use for his own guidance. It's not...
So playing fast and loose with their own rules, really.
That's correct. And we haven't objected, for instance, in the glamping proposal. We didn't object to glamping per se. We objected to the fact that it was developed in an area that would result in coastal erosion. And subsequently, it was found that we were correct.
Do you think that the society, and many people listening will be so grateful to the Society for doing the work you do in trying to uphold the integrity of Rottnest Island, but do you think it will be increasingly harder to win battles as the government seeks to update the facilities at Rottnest and bring more and more people to it. Is it going to be harder to win arguments from here on in because the government is so committed to it and plenty of people want to go to a Rottnest which has significantly more diverse amenity than it does?
Well, I think people don't want to go to Rottnest that hasn't got the environmental values that are there at the moment, and we don't want to see the government through its actions killing the golden goose.
Last question, the possibility of legal action, because as you were quoting in black and white to me, how seriously is the society taking this fight and the legal fight here to say to the government, look, this is your legislation, you can't actually do this?
Well, there are a few things that the government has started to do that are contrary to its own legislation. October this year, a question was asked in Parliament asking what member of the Rottnest Island Authority had the environmental credentials that were necessary to be represented on the board. And the minister, who is representing the upper house, responded by saying that the individual, Hannah Fitzharding, was qualified in the environment. And she was qualified, and as was said in Parliament, she's held positions requiring her to seek conservation outcomes. I mean, that is simply a joke. She is not qualified, and yet the minister has, dumbed down, in terms of the environment, the representation of the Rottnest Island Authority. So this is the second example of the minister throwing out his own legislation, and there has to be some way of representing a community concern there. Now, we say if it goes ahead, we will seek an injunction. Now, these are expensive and we haven't the money ourselves, but there are ways of raising community money if there is the concern that arises from this.
This is a very interesting subject. We were hoping to get a statement from the Tourism Minister's office, and we'll be... In fact, it's available to me now. I didn't even notice it was in front of me. As indicated in the Rottnest Island Management Plan, any new development of the island will be subject to a robust regime of development planning and approvals. The plan to upgrade an existing Women's Royal Australian Navy building into backpacker accommodation will be subject to standard island development approval processes and the attainment of ministerial and other statutory approvals. Section 14 of the Act has provision for the minister to amend the settlement area. So the minister may, by notice published in the Gazette, give notice of a diagram or plan to have effect in substitution for the diagram referred to in the subsection, or declare a part of the island to be the settlement area. So the government is going to say here, yes, it is legislation that people can only be accommodated in the settlement, but the government has the capacity to either change or broaden the settlement.
Well, I accept that the government has the power to amend legislation. I don't read that section of the Act to allow that, and I'd like to see the government's legal advice if that was available.
Ian McRae, I really appreciate you coming into the studio today. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
He's the Deputy Chairperson of the Rottnest Society. I'm interested to know what you think. I think James in Hillary's has a view. James, g'day.
Yeah, hey, I just want to note that it's blokes like Ian who think that they own the island is the reason why it hasn't changed for over 30 years. So I reckon that blokes like Ian need to get out of the way and let development happen. Stop referring back to acts and, you know, slowing things down just because you want it to be a quaint old island. It's not yours, Ian, mate. It's the society's, and you should get out of the road and let things happen.
James, I appreciate your viewpoint. I think a lot of people want to talk about Ian's argument, but also your contribution that says, no, Rottnest Society, get out of the road.